Hi, this is Steve Good with the Scroll Saw Workshop, and welcome to this week's 60-second tip. One topic that is often overlooked in woodworking is the health effects of breathing sawdust. There is no recommended level of sawdust that you should be able to safely breathe. You want to eliminate as much of the sawdust as you possibly can, and ideally, breathing none would be great. But if you're going to work in a shop, and especially if you're going to work with a scroll saw, you're going to breathe some sawdust. So what we need to do is we need to think about ways to minimize the amount of dust that you encounter. On a scroll saw, you have a very fine blade and it produces very fine sawdust. And to top it off, you're sitting, within inches of the blade to your face. So the best way to help minimize this is to direct the flow of air across the scroll saw in a way that pushes the sawdust away from your face. And there's a couple ways of doing this. One is most scroll saws have an air blower that is there basically to keep the lines of your pattern clean from sawdust. Now, many of these are fixed and they actually blow the dust directly at you, and that's really not what you want. You want an air blower that will allow you to move it far enough forward that you can actually point it back away from your face so the dust is blown towards the back of the saw. Other techniques are to use a two-fan system where you set one fan to your left and another fan to your right that has a furnace filter attached to it, and so you can direct the flow of the air across the saw and into the filter. And again, you will breathe some of this sawdust, and the reactions vary from person to person. Some people will have nearly immediate reactions to the sawdust, and some people won't react to sawdust for years. And in your time as a woodworker, you're probably only going to come across a small handful of species of woods out of the hundreds of species that there are. So there are some woods that are much more likely to cause a reaction than others, but basically no wood is soft. So here in the next couple of days, I think I'll put together a short video showing a technique of how to use a two-fan system with a furnace filter to help alleviate sawdust. I'm Steve Good. Thanks for stopping by the Scroll Saw Workshop. And I'll talk to you next time with another 60-second tip.